This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There's a tentative deal in what could have been a disrupting railway strike. The AP's Donna Waters got the latest.
President Joe Biden says the tentative deal will keep our critical rail system working and avoid disruption of our economy. The president says rail workers will get better pay, improved working conditions, and peace of mind around their health care costs. A strike could have halted shipments of food and fuel at a cost of $2 billion a day and shut down some commuter rail lines throughout the country.
After a cool-down period, union members will vote on the deal. Buckingham Palace is releasing more details this morning about Queen Elizabeth's funeral. After her funeral Monday, her body will be taken by horse-drawn carriage through the historic heart of London, then driven to Windsor, where she'll be buried alongside her husband, Prince Philip, who died last year. This morning, mourners have been waiting in a 4-mile-long line to pay their respects in London's Westminster Hall, where her body lies in state. Here at home, there's more fallout after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade.
A judge has temporarily blocked Ohio's ban. It prohibits most abortions after the first detectable fetal heartbeat. Cardiac activity can be detected as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy, before many people know they're pregnant. Ohio's law went into effect after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned the Roe v. Wade decision in June. But the judge's action means abortions through 20 weeks gestation may resume for now, as was the case before the ban went into effect. Abortion providers represented by the ACLU of Ohio are seeking to permanently block the law. I'm Ben Thomas.
We've been asking Americans, and 45% say they support President Biden. That's up from a low of 36%, the new AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research Survey. This is AP News. A grisly murder case overseas. Now a woman's been arrested after the bodies of two children were found in suitcases. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this.
A woman has been arrested in South Korea after two bodies were found in New Zealand. The woman faces murder charges from New Zealand, where the bodies of two long-dead children were found last month in abandoned suitcases. Authorities didn't immediately say if the 42-year-old suspect was the dead children's mother. New Zealand police had earlier told their South Korean counterparts that the mother might be living in South Korea. The unidentified woman covered her face with the hood of her coat as officers escorted her outside an Ulsan police station and put her in a car headed for the capital Seoul, where she was expected to be questioned by prosecutors. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.